For degrees for tonight, mostly clear and lows around 46. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 70. And Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 58 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers and Company. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We'll have the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, Chris Olson from Tate & Lyle, and Patrick Gavin from the American Red Cross. All starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Byers and Company. We are live here from the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Saw Chris Olson at the Farm Progress Show last week. First of all, before we get into what we're talking about today, thank you for participating in that. It was I know you guys were out there for the first time with an actual exhibit, which was pretty cool. How did you enjoy the show?
You know, that made the Farm Progress Show, Brian. And by the way, thanks for having us on this morning. Being involved with it in that way made it a different experience. Yeah. And I think you combine that with the kids coming out, Sonny Perdue, Farm Bill listening session, and it just made the Farm Progress Show this year a little bit different, a little bit unique, and a little bit more impactful from my perspective.
Yeah, well, you guys were out and helped us participate in DPS at FPS this year and handed out bottled water to all the kids, and it was a lot of fun. We had about 800 folks, Limitless Ambassadors, teachers. We had several high school students, and then every sixth grader in District 61.
I will tell you, the biggest surprise about the DPS day is our exhibit was right by the exit and entrance gate for the kids, and the biggest surprise I had at the Farm Progress Show was seeing how many ambassadors came back in that gate to go look at the show. I thought they would have been totally worn out. So kudos to those ambassadors for shepherding those kids and then coming back in.
Several ambassadors, can we get back in when we're done? And we say, yeah, you know, it's open till 4 o'clock. I think it just, it goes to show that it's sort of like agriculture in and of itself, and agribusiness, is that everybody benefits by it, but not everyone knows about it. And like the Farm Progress Show, a lot of Decatur people don't go, you know, because they think it's too congested, too crowded. And so when they got out there, last week on Thursday, they blew their minds just how big it was. And what I would love to do, Lindsay, don't let me forget this. We got to get the footprint of the Farm Progress Show, like digitally, and then put it over the footprint of the Decatur Celebration so people can understand just exactly
how big, huge
it is.
You know, the other thing that I think really made it special as well was being able to partner with the Illinois Farm Bureau and ADM to bring Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, there. I just think that created an incredibly positive vibe around the Farm Progress Show, and I think it was really important to put that show on the map, and it really showcased Central Illinois and agribusiness.
Well, and not only Sonny Perdue, but there were several directors of agriculture from several states that were here. And then you've been telling me about the College of Aces, the new dean over there, Dean Kidwell, who was also one of the featured speakers.
Yeah, she's been fantastic. We've had really the good fortune to visit with her a couple of times, and we're looking forward to doing some great things with the College of Aces in the future.
Yeah, anything we can do to help, please let us know. All right, while we were there talking last week, you had said something about, obviously, you spent plenty of time in the Houston area, and your past career working for when Illinois Power was owned by Dynegy. Their corporate headquarters were there. You've been there. We've all been watching the images, and unfortunately, or fortunately, I'm not sure which way you want to look at it, with the technology today, with drones and everything else, we see more of this and the damage than we've ever been able to see before, and it's just devastating. And you said that you guys were going to do something. We said, well, please come in and tell us.
Right. Brian, since I've been with Tate & Lyle, I think one of the great things about it is how we have, I guess, step to the plate in times of so many natural disasters. You know, whether it's a hurricane, Katrina, flooding in South Carolina, whether it's tsunami in Southeast Asia, earthquake in Italy, Tate & Lyle, as part of our, I guess, corporate DNA, feels not just an obligation, but you know, a strong motivation to be there to help others. So we announced last week that we would make a corporate contribution of $20,000, and I think it's we're just very pleased to be able to do that to help out others, because that's really, like I say, part of our corporate DNA.
Yeah, you're making this through the American Red Cross, and Patrick Gavin joins us, the Regional Chief Development Officer. Patrick, welcome to the program. Good to have you in.
Thanks,
Brian. Tell me, in addition to, obviously, the cash is paramount and important. I know people have suggested sending this or sending that. You don't want to add to the congestion. Cash travels quick and fast and is very easy to use. But beyond the money, I would imagine you guys have volunteers from all over this area that are already on the ground in Texas.
Yeah, we do. There's about 70 volunteers from the Central Illinois area, our region. 26 of those actually raised their hand to go before Harvey actually hit Houston. They just, you know, dropped their lives, put their lives on hold for, we usually ask 3 weeks, so it's 3 to 4. Some people stay longer. So thankful for our volunteers just to put their lives on hold for that long to go help others.
All right, so that's amazing, the people that are willing to do that. People that don't have that kind of time or can't get away from their job or give up 3 weeks can always write a check to the American Red Cross for these specific efforts, right?
Absolutely. And so one of the questions that we get all the time is, if we make a donation, is it going to go help those in Houston? Absolutely. The Red Cross honors all donor intent, so if you're going to send a check to the office, just Hurricane Harvey in the memo line, and it'll go right towards that. And then the one of our key numbers is for every donation, every dollar, more than 91% goes straight to the services and the programs.
Okay, so $20,000 is a huge impact, right? I mean, it can really make a difference in people's lives down there.
Yes. It's the sheltering and the feeding. We've served over 500,000 meals already in a week and a half. There's just so many people in our shelters, over 32,000 in more than 260 shelters, just kind of scattered. You guys both talked about being in Houston before. There's no easy way to get from one side of Houston to the other. It's a big, big, big metro area, about 4 million people, and we're it seems like as one bayou or river rises, another area dries out, and then another area floods again. So as it moves down downstream, if you will, we got to move the shelter. So the cost of moving, the logistics, and all that kind of stuff, it does get up there, but we're just trying to take care of as many people as we possibly can.
Chris, when it's described down there, I mean, it's impossible for people to perceive water up to, you know, lights on interstates, right? I mean, people just can't get their head around it.
Yeah, the pictures are incredible, and how widespread the flooding is, too. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this.
Well, this amount of rainfall record, you know, there's upward of 40, you know, maybe even to 50 inches in some places down there. I mean, I can't imagine there's a place in the United States that would do well if you dropped that much water on it in a short period of time the way this happened, almost a perfect storm. Now we've got Irma looking like, you know, we don't even know what it's going to do over on the Atlantic. And I guess maybe, you know, it's been a decade since we've really had this kind of damage from a hurricane here in the U.S., and I guess we just forget. You know, we go on with our lives. But this is not some sort of short-term thing. You think of, like, tornadoes going through Macon County, and it knocks down half a block, and then it goes away, and you build that half a block up. This stuff is just so much more than that.
I know. So we had the misfortune of experiencing a hurricane where we live in South Carolina last October. You know, we were smart enough to evacuate, but the devastation there does not really compare to what's going on in Houston.
Yeah, because this is incredible. Just one storm that blows stuff down. I mean, this is literally the flooding that happens and people being displaced. And then when you do it in a place where there's 4 million people, I mean, you just do the math. The population problem is just a nightmare. So it's amazing that Tate and Lyle stepped up to do what they're doing and then what the Red Cross does. So if people want to volunteer or they want to give money or they want to do something to help, what's the best way? Go to your website?
The website. Actually, we worked with Tate and Lyle for employees and for those in the area that are interested in donating, redcross.org/Tate and Lyle. It's very straightforward, and go on, donate, and that way we can really capture not only Tate and Lyle's influence, but you know, yours and the community here at large.
Okay, so all I have to do is just do, once again, what's the web address?
redcross.org/Tate and Lyle.
Okay, pulling that up as we speak. Okay.
It just drops to the Red Cross donation page, and it allows us to track the specific donations for it.
Okay. So if people want to give, they can give online. That's probably the easiest way to do it. And if they give online, can they then designate it where it's going as well?
Yep. There should be a drop down there that can say Hurricane Harvey Relief. So there's a couple options. It's just disaster relief. That's the more the broader category. That those donations in the broader category will allow us to prepare for Irma, help those in Central Illinois if there's a disaster. So you can go broad, you can go specific if you want to help those in Houston and Louisiana specifically.
Okay. And as always, helping support your local Red Cross because they're there. You know, Chris, you went through a house fire a couple of years ago. You know how devastating that can be. If you think about a family that you know, maybe doesn't have the financial wherewithal, you know, to be able to do, you know, that you know, no matter how much money you have, that is devastating to go through, but particularly if you don't have the resources. The Red Cross is here on the ground locally for
everything. You're exactly right. I will tell you that the day after our house fire, the Red Cross was right there for us, offering to support our situation. We were fortunate enough not to have to need the Red Cross services, but I tell you, it made us really feel good about how effective and compassionate the Red Cross was in our situation.
All right, and you guys are there for every house fire and every emergency and every situation where something like that happens in a community. You're there 24/7.
Go ahead, Patrick.
The Hurricane Harvey, it gets all the headlines, these big mega storms. But the Red Cross responds to more than 77,000 house fires a year. It's actually more than three-quarters of the responses we do. It's the what we spend the most of our resources on, most of our hours on, are those single-family house fires.
All right.
So today, Patrick talked about the link to make it easy for employees and others to contribute to the Red Cross. But I also wanted to present to Patrick today that even before we have the link in place, you know, the Decatur employees at Tate and Lyle have stepped to the plate, and I'm presenting him another $2,000 in checks and pledges this morning.
That's fantastic. Well, thank all of your staff for us, please. And Patrick, keep up the great work with the American Red Cross. And if people want to donate or support the cause, they can go to the American Red Cross webpage. And Lindsay, can we see about getting that up on natdecatur.com as well so people can go straight to that link to donate and give if they want to here locally? And we've been talking about, you know, the food drive is coming up a little over a month from now, maybe doing something, you know, a percentage of. We still don't come clean with exactly what we're going to do with all that. There's a lot of moving parts. And you have to weigh, right? I mean, when you're talking about supporting your own community and then what's happening everywhere else, I mean, you know, those are tough decisions to make because you want to make sure you're taking care of your own. I know it must be incredibly hard, but there are just times. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Hurricane Katrina and others where you just the problem is just so big that it's going to take an entire country helping out for them to get back on their feet.
But, you know, I think if everybody does what they can to support the Red Cross or something in our community, it just makes Decatur an even better place to work, live, and play.
All right. Chris Olson, we appreciate it. Tate and Lyle. Patrick, we really appreciate you coming in today. Patrick Gavin, the Regional Chief Development Officer for the American Red Cross. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 74 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 46. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 70. And Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 58 degrees.
Don't miss one of Central Illinois' finest juried art shows at Arts in Central Park, Friday, September 15th to the 17th in beautiful downtown Decatur. Enjoy over 70 artists with a variety of artwork for sale, including jewelry, pottery, sculpture, blown glass, fiber art, painting, and more. Plus, kids' art activities under the big tent sponsored by Giggles and a special kids' art shop in the Madden Art Center. You can be a VIP by shopping early at the Friday evening preview party. You can find more info at nowdecatur.com or call 423-3189.
Viewing Real Estate is a leader in the Central Illinois real estate market. We will strive to exceed your expectations, whether buying or selling. With the housing market heating up, give Viewing Real Estate a call today to explore your options. The team at Viewing Real Estate has the experience, the integrity, and the vision to make fully informed decisions to bring success to each client. Viewing Real Estate, giving you the personal attention you deserve. Call Viewing Real Estate at 450-8500 or go online to viewingrealestate.com to learn more.
A new event is coming to Mount Zion, the Blues and Brews Fest in Fletcher Park on Saturday, September 13th. This all-day event will feature four blues bands playing from noon till 10:30 p.m. Acts include Kilbourne Alley Blues, Mary Jo Curry, James Armstrong, and the Ghost Town Blues Band. Enjoy food available from the Gin Mill and brews from Skep Distributing. All-day admission wristbands are $8 for adults and free for kids 4 and under. Special thanks to sponsors Newhoff Media, Thrive Entertainment Guide, and the Village of Mount Zion. Visit MTZConventionCenter.com for more.
No one will fully understand how the journey after the loss of a loved one will take place until it has already begun. At Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care, we provide the opportunity to discuss the many funeral options available ahead of time. Simple or elaborate, pre-planning these family decisions are made with a calm and clear mind and set purpose. Contact Tanzius Logan by phone at 233-1080 or on the web at leavememoriesnotdead.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. So we were asking a little earlier about where is the highest elevation point in Macon County, because as we learned on our little trip to Griswold Conservation Area in Blue Mound yesterday, that if you travel up that steep hill to that observation point, it's the second highest elevation point in Macon County. So that made me go, what's the first? And I got an email from the executive director of the Macon County Conservation District this morning, Paul, who writes in, glad you enjoyed your visits to Rock Springs and Griswold yesterday. I believe the highest point in Macon County is on Mound Road, where the apartment complex is located across from Target. Don't know the exact elevation. So that's more of a gradual thing. I mean, you don't look across there and go, that's, you know, 100 feet straight up in the air the way the thing is in Blue Mound, right? The Came with a K.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that's the case or not, but that's according to the executive director of the Macon County Conservation District.
I tend to trust him more than just like randomly Googling, because I couldn't find any answers yesterday.
Yeah, no, I mean, but one is like straight up.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so strange, is that, I mean, and it's a tough walk up, by the way. I mean, it's not an easy walk. It's straight up, like a cone. And the other would be more of a gradual, you know, as you head north, it gets a little higher, and then, you know, if you're standing in Target parking lot, it's not going to look that way to you.
No.
Right.
No.
It just looks like a hill.
The way it does in Blue Mountain.
Right.
Because it's like straight up. There's like an observation deck.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get down there. I've never been down.
Well, I haven't either. And you can see forever. I mean, it was a clear day yesterday while we were there. And it's pretty. I mean, you're out there, you see all the different farmland, the fields, and all of the.
And it's very clean. I mean, like, you know,
they have a really nice pavilion and a park there, and there's a rock, you know, as they, for some reason, somebody decided, you know, in a park, we'll put a rock with a plaque on it. I mean, somewhere along the way that got started, right?
Right.
This wasn't the first place, that's right. For sure.
No, certainly not the only. Hey, we'll put a rock in here, because that rock will look good, and then we'll put the plaque
we'll
on the rock.
Plaque on it. Yeah, exactly.
So the plaque is there commemorating the Griswold family who evidently donated the area.
And there's like a wildflower path.
There is. And in fact, I didn't want to confuse anyone, because one of the pictures that I put up on yesterday on Facebook, I said we hiked the river trail at Rock Springs today, and I put some photos up. Most of them are from the river trail at Rock Springs, but there's a couple of floral pictures that are from the Griswold Conservation Area. And then two butterflies.
Getting it on.
Yeah. Just, you know, start that Marvin Gaye song in your head, you know.
Okay.
Let's get down tonight.
Little end of summer loving.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yes, exactly. I felt a little intrusive.
Awkward.
Yeah, it's like, okay, mind if I zoom in here for a close up?
That's exactly what you did.
Is that they're in public?
Yeah.
There they are.
Just nature.
Yeah. Nice.
There were monarch butterflies everywhere there.
That's awesome.
And then what are those little purple strange things called?
Thistle.
Huh? Is it called thistle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Literally, it's called thistle?
Thistle.
And so it's a wild flower?
Yes.
I mean, is it considered a flower?
Yes, it is.
A thistle.
Thistle.
Pretty.
I'd always thought of thistle as just something I feed my birds.
I'm sorry, you feed your what?
You feed birds.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Like you own birds or you just feed birds?
No. We just feed the birds.
Did you ever wonder, backyard. I mean, okay, if you ever followed Jeff on Facebook.
I thought maybe it sounded like I had like some toucans at home.
I know.
No.
Wild animals just like find their way to his place.
Well, because they're offering free food.
I know. Like cats. They
it's not like
are magnets for cats.
Actually, we're not. We don't.
How many do you have?
For cats, 3.
And how many of them just showed up on your doorstep?
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
That is a little weird, Jeff.
The latest is a groundhog.
You don't live on a farm. Are you feeding the groundhog, too?
Yeah.
What?
Jeff, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
It's not illegal. It's just not advised.
Why are you feeding a groundhog?
Because she just hangs out in the back. I'm assuming it's a she. She just hangs out in the backyard. I think she lives under my shed. And, she started, eating the squirrel corn.
Are you going to break in?
You feed the squirrels too?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think he's just going to break out into zippity zoodah?
Yes. They can hear him? Do they hang your laundry, all these animals?
I wish they did.
Wash your windows?
And no, I am not Marlon Perkins.
All right. See, if I want nature, I go out to it.
Right. Yeah, apparently it finds its way to my home.
Well, yes, you're feeding half the animal kingdom.
The stuff just turns up.
Wait. It turns up because you're a food source.
No.
Well, how do you think these things survive?
No.
They either go out and kill something smaller than them or they find some
the cats just showed up. We were not feeding the cats.
You're
they
feeding the
up.
Groundhog.
You've gotten a reputation in
word,
town.
Word
with the
spreads.
Cats. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, hey, if
that
you're
sucker
pregnant,
over there will feed anything with fur.
With kittens, just go to the. Yeah.
Yeah. There's the groundhog made its way up into the swing set and was eating the squirrel corn off the swing
set. Do you realize that these things carry, like, oh, I don't know.
I'm not
disease.
I'm not out cuddling it.
No, but your kids probably are.
No.
After you've fed them.
Oh, come on. The swing set hasn't been touched in 5 years.
I was about to say, who uses a swing set?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, yeah, nobody anymore.
Okay. I think there's some sort of universal symbol for your life in all of this. Chaos.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's not chaos. Pretty calming out there.
Okay, you say so until something larger than the groundhog shows up, because there is a whole food chain thing going. Because wherever they go, something bigger than them comes after.
That would be my idiot neighbor's dog from down the street that has now shown up at my house 5 times that we've had to take home.
Okay, well,
and we've left notes.
And food.
Way. No, not for the dog.
Well, like, they're out there deciding. Like the wild animal comes into the backyard and goes, oh, no, that's for the squirrels. That's for the groundhog.
If I could explain it, I would.
All right.
Groundhogs, squirrels, cats.
Birds.
Birds.
Yeah, whatever else comes. Because the bigger predators will follow.
Oh, yes, they will.
Yeah.
You can end up coyote.
Uh-huh. There's a great picture of a deer I took yesterday there at the
no
Rock
deer.
Springs.
I don't have any deer.
Well, we ran into, we were out there for a long time. It's about a 3.2-mile, the river trail is about 3.2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had said to Lindsay, he's like, it's really weird we haven't seen any deer, you know. And, what do you think? 5 minutes later, we heard crunching,
long.
Pretty loud crunching turned over, and then one was, right in front of us. And then there was another one, and then we came around the bend, and there were two just standing in the forest staring at us. You know when they get that really dumb look on their face?
Yeah.
Like they're trying to decide fight or flight.
Oh, well, they're going.
Oh, mostly
they're going,
flight.
You can't see me.
Yeah.
I'm invisible. You can't see me. I'm invisible. I took a great picture while he was saying that to himself,
mm-hmm.
or she was, excuse me. All right, we got to take a break for the news. Pictures are on Facebook if you'd like to check it out. We'll be back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. Here is Jeff Daly with your news.
WSOY News Time, 729. Decatur City Council set to meet this evening on the third floor of the Decatur Civic Center. They'll talk about items to improve the city of Decatur. Council usually meets on the first Monday of the month, but as of Labor Day yesterday, they'll meet tonight. Two main areas of discussion set for the council meeting. First, the improvement of sidewalks in the Old King's Orchard neighborhood, as well as GM Square. If approved, that project is going to cost around $697,000. Kinney Contractors Incorporated doing the construction if approved. The repair will, they will repair just over a mile of sidewalk with the project. Another big project is the changing to LED bulbs and 140 city traffic lights. Council vote to use the appropriate motor fuel tax funds to purchase the bulbs and allow Traffic Control Corporation to purchase the necessary modules for the replacement. More news on the way after Fox News on WSOY Decatur. It's 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. An announcement's expected at 11 a.m. Eastern that President Trump will allow the deportation of young immigrants brought here illegally as kids starting in 6 months.
House Speaker Paul Ryan has urged the president to hold off and allow lawmakers some time to come up with a legislative fix. Meanwhile, attorneys general from New York and Washington State have threatened legal action if President Trump ends the DACA program.
Fox's John Decker. An Ohio news photographer is shot in the side by a sheriff's deputy.
Andy Graham spotting a traffic stop. Pulled into a parking lot and set up his tripod. He heard a popping noise and felt the sting of a bullet wound. Grimm shot by a Clark County, Ohio sheriff's deputy who apparently mistook the camera for some type of weapon. Grimm says he knows the deputy involved and does not want him to lose his job over the shooting.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time, 7:31. A couple of laws have been enacted that take steps toward reforming small aspects of Illinois' pension systems. Governor Rauner signed a bill into law that keeps the state's police chiefs from doubling up on their pensions. It's commonly called double dipping. Rauner says Illinois taxpayers can't afford to pay someone two pensions.
It deprives money from both the pension system so it can stay sustainable, but it takes money away from other critical services in our communities.
House Bill 350 prohibits survivors' pension benefits as well from being released if they're convicted of a felony related to the service of their spouse. State Representative David McSweeney says many more bills like this are needed to deal with pension abuse. In sports, Carlos Martinez threw a three-hitter and struck out 10. Yadier Molina hit a two-run single. Cardinals beat the Padres 2-0 for their fourth win in five games. Meanwhile, the Pirates beat up on the Cubs yesterday 12-0, and it was the Indians over the White Sox 5-3. Cardinals and Padres for you once again tonight on WSOY. We'll have that pregame for you starting at 9:15. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today, highs near 74 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 46. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny and highs near 70. Thursday, mostly sunny and highs near 72. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 60 degrees.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper, the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. All right, let's start with baseball.
Well, it's September, as we know, and the standings can change and the mood about your team can change kind of dramatically in 24 or 48 hours. I talked to Cardinal fans and Cub fans alike, and Saturday, Cardinal fans, it was despair. They had got that tremendous pitching performance from Lance Lynn, one hitter through eight innings, and they ended up losing the game 2-1 in 10 innings. The Cubs were winning. They slipped seven games behind the Cubs, and, And look, everybody, you know, the Cardinal fans were like, oh, well, it's over. And the Cub fans were like, we've got this. It's piece of cake. And then, you know, a couple games later, the Cubs have lost twice. The Cardinals have won twice. Now the Cardinals are just five behind. And each team has a couple of new injuries to deal with. Jake Arrieta left yesterday's game with a right leg injury. He'll have an MRI today. They don't think it's serious. But and then Javi Baez was scratched yesterday with a thumb situation. And then Matt Carpenter is out at least temporarily for the Cardinals with a right shoulder thing that he says will not improve the rest of the season. This is just it. It's going to take the off season. I think they'll probably give him a cortisone shot and sit him for a day or two and then pat him on the butt and send him back out there. But the main point is nothing is decided either way, and it won't be decided because there's just too many games head-to-head that we haven't gotten to yet. The Cubs, for instance, play seven against Milwaukee, and they play seven against St. Louis, and the Cardinals play, you know, all kinds of these divisional games as well. So there's only 25 games to go, but the difference-making games are yet to come. And, you know, just even looking around the league, there's some interesting things going on. The Dodgers have been so hot. It unbelievable. I mean, it was like front page news anytime they'd lose one game. Well, they've now lost 9 out of 10. And so that's a curious trend as we get closer to the end of the season. Arizona has won 11 in a row. The Cleveland Indians have won 12 in a row. Colorado, which had played well, and they're 8-15 in their last 23, and their pitching traditionally falls apart in September. That whole business of playing those games at altitude, I think, takes a toll. So the wild card standings, which the Cardinals are watching very closely, Arizona has the number one wild card spot by 6.5 games. Colorado has the number two wild card spot. Remember, there's only two wild card spots. Milwaukee is number three. They're a game and a half behind Colorado, and St. Louis is number four. They're three behind Colorado. The situation in the American League is even crazier. The Yankees have the number one spot. The Twins are number two. But then there's six teams between a half a game behind the Twins and three games behind the Twins, all jumbled up there. Anything could happen in the American League wildcard race. But the bottom line for the Cubs and the Cardinals, 25 games to go and a ton of them head-to-head. Those are the games that will decide things.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll talk Illini football with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
How many trips do you make to pick up prescriptions? If more than once, it's time to simplify your life. Sign up for One Trip Scripts at Save More Pharmacy. All you need to do is choose the monthly refill date, and the pharmacist at Save More Pharmacy will verify and coordinate your medications for one convenient pickup date. That's all there is to it. One Trip Scripts. Only available at Save More Pharmacy. Call 864-0910 or stop in at 1410 Village Parkway in Mount Zion.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Illini football.
Well, they won their opener Saturday 24-21 over Ball State. It was not pretty. In fact, in the third quarter, it was absolutely dreadful. One of the worst quarters I've seen them play. Their offense could not move the ball at all, and their defense for much of the game could not stop Ball State on third down. And basically, they could not make what you would call winning football plays. And then in the fourth quarter, they made a bunch of them. They had an interception. They had a 52-yard punt return by Mike Dudek. They had a sweet catch and run by Malik Turner. The freshman running back Mike Epstein scored the second of his two touchdowns. Chase Crouch ran in a two-point conversion. They got a sack, and they blocked a field goal as time expired and won the game. But they need to improve in a bunch of areas because this week they play Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Western Kentucky comes in. This is a team that won 11 games last year, won their bowl game last year, and they are already an 8-point favorite according to the Vegas bookmakers. I would say the negatives from the opener, I thought Chase Crouch was bad. And in talking to coaches yesterday, they detailed exactly what he was doing wrong. And will he have an opportunity to fix that stuff? Yes, he will. Their offensive line was jumbled. For some reason, they decided to discipline two starting offensive linemen and didn't play them in the first quarter. And then they got an injury to their center, so that was in sort of chaos all day long. And then, as I said earlier, their third down defense was really terrible. On the positive side, Mikey Dudek is back and made plays. and looked really good. This freshman running back, Mike Epstein out of Florida, looked terrific. And I feel the same optimism now as I did before the game about these freshmen. I know they're not all going to be great immediately, but I still like what I see, and I thought that they grew up as the game went along. And then just one final note, Brian. Yesterday we were over at Lovie Smith's weekly press conference, and a lot of coaches do that on Mondays, and Nick Saban from Alabama was doing his when he announced to their media there that Mike Locksley's son had been shot to death. Mike Locksley was Ron Zook's offensive coordinator here at Illinois and their top recruiter. He's the guy that got them Vontae Davis and Aurelius Ben out of Washington, D.C. Mike is now the co-offensive coordinator and wide receivers coach for Alabama. His son, Miko, who was a quarterback at Champaign Centennial High School, I remember him being in practice all the time, was shot and killed in Columbia, Maryland. I don't know any of the details of it. I'm sure that will come out, but it's not important now. This kid was killed, and Mike Locksley, what an awful thing to happen to any family. But we all knew Mike and remember Mike and wish him the best.
All right, Mark, we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the Redbird Report coming up after the break. We'll find out how Mike feels about the Cardinals' chances. What do you think? Wild card? We got a shot at it.
Yeah, we got a shot at it. They're still three games behind.
All right, but three games is doable.
Colorado, you know.
I mean, it's doable.
It's doable.
How many games do the Cards and Cubs have left against each other?
I would have to check the schedule.
Well, can you do that?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. When we get back on the other side of the break, the Redbird Report presented by Jigger Pediatric Dentistry. It's time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roast and coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hey, Decatur, do you have video games, movies, and electronics you'd like to sell? Want serious cash in your pocket? Then listen up, Buttercup. Mega Replay is in buying blitz mode. Mega Replay wants to pay you cash. Get cash for used video games and systems from Super Nintendo to Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 1, 2, and 3, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. But wait, there's more. DVDs, Blu-rays, and more.
May I have your attention, please?
Mega Replay is now buying iPods, iPads, iPhones, e-readers, digital cameras, flat screens, Blu-ray players, and more. Mega Replay pays cash. Bring in your stuff, and Mega Replay will pay you cash on the spot.
Give me that money.
Check out Mega Replay in Decatur
at 4210 North Prospect near Walmart. Call them at 875-7170. That's 875-7170.
Learn more at MegaReplay.com.
Mega Replay.
I want to grab your attention for just a minute to talk about Fly Decatur and Air Choice One. My name's Taylor, and I live in Chicago, 3 hours from my mom. Thanks to Air Choice One, I can fly direct from Chicago O'Hare to Decatur in half the time. I save money on gas, parking, and it's so easy to get in and out of the airport. No long lines at check-in or baggage, nice, comfortable plane, kind of like flying first class all the time. Make sure to book your next flight with Decatur Airport and Air Choice One.
Book your flight today at airchoiceone.com.
What's it like to fly? You know, to soar like a bird, be above the clouds. It's something you need to experience for yourself. For some, the fascination of flying may lie in the beauty of the ever-changing scenery. For others, it's the ability to take advantage of fast transportation. The business person who flies can make more face-to-face calls, develop better service, and position themselves above the competition. Fly Decatur with Air Choice One. Save time, money, and hassle. Free parking, roomy seats, and prices so low you can't afford not to fly. Call 1-866-IFLY-VIP to schedule your trip today.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Tuesday. It's time for the Redbird Report presented by Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike Claiborne joins us. How's the West Coast?
West Coast is good. It's unseasonably warm, but so far so good as far as wins versus losses. We played some games in San Francisco. We started the game one night. It was 94 degrees, which is unheard of in San Francisco. They were carrying people out of the ballpark. San Diego, a little bit cooler, but still unseasonably warm. As you know, the Cardinals are playing some pretty good baseball against some teams that are supposed to beat Brian. I thought that they had to go 8-2 on this road trip in order to have a legitimate chance at postseason, and so far so good.
Let's talk about, before we get to Martinez last night and some other things, let's talk about the schedule ahead. We play the Cubs a lot. And, you know, there have been seasons where that's sort of been feast or famine, right? I mean, the games get out of the way early in the season. But, I mean, we have the ability to make up some ground in September and October without having somebody else do it for us if we win some ball games.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, though, you know, depending on what the Cubs do, you're really looking at the wild card more than anything else, because that's a little bit more within reason. You know, in order to catch the Cubs, you got to jump over Milwaukee and the Cubs. In order to get the wild card, you know, it's a similar situation, but I think you can, your chances might be better, although you are going to see the Cubs a lot. But you know what, Brian, I think one of the keys is, what do you do against the teams other than Chicago? You got Cincinnati. You got Pittsburgh. Two teams you have to dominate. And then, of course, you're still out in San Diego. You got three more with the Padres, who really kind of embarrassed you when they were in St. Louis. So you got to figure out how to repay the favor there. But I think when you're a ball club like this and you've been up and down all year, you can only worry about the game in front of you. You don't even look at the scoreboard. You don't even look at the standings. You just go play.
All right, we got three games we got to make up for that second wild card slot. Is that doable in your opinion? Is this team capable of that?
I think your chances are a little tougher because, you know, theoretically, you can make up, you know, most teams would try and make up at least a game a week in the standings. So you're three out with 4 weeks to play. So is it possible? Yeah. You know, probable? Well, that's another thing because you're going to need some help. You know, you're going to need some help somewhere along the way. And, you know, the question for the Cardinals are they healthy enough? I mean, are they good enough? I mean, we still don't know what the bullpen shakes out like. Carpenter's going to be on the shelf for a little bit, although he's been playing poorly anyway, so I'm not sure if that's a bigger issue. Jerko is going to come off the DL soon, but, you know, he hasn't been very effective since the All-Star break. So you might make this thing interesting with some kids.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tell me about Carlos Martinez last night.
He was terrific. You know what? He had the fastball working. He also threw a really nasty slider. The changeup was knee-buckling to some hitters. And you know what? He had the ability to get the ground ball. I mean, the ground ball was his best friend last night. I mean, they were trying to threaten in the eighth inning, leadoff base hit. They have a pinch hitter come up, the first pitch, he swings, he hits into a 3-6-3 double play, and that was it. I mean, you know, there were very few balls that were squared up against him yesterday, and it just shows where he's at as far as the season is concerned. Now, having said all that, it wasn't like we played the 27 Yankees yesterday. San Diego's a little anemic with regard to their offense. They fired the hitting coach on Friday. But you know what? At this point in the schedule, you don't really care. You just want the win.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so we got a few more games against the Padres. As I was looking at the schedule ahead, we come home, and as you said, we got Pittsburgh and Cincinnati for a stretch. Then we go on the road to Chicago, more Cincinnati, more pitch. Chicago comes back to town, and then Milwaukee. So we're just about there, man. I mean, this season's almost in the books.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, it's been a – you know, you and I talked about this in spring training. I mean, this has basically been a 500 team. Now, they're a little bit over – but we all know they can give it right back with a couple of bad runs. But, you know, I will say this. You got some guys that are fighting. You have some guys who've never been in this situation before that are really making an impact. And I think as long as they do that, the Cardinals still have a chance. The Carpenter loss is going to be interesting because I thought there may be a lineup change to get him going because of his slump. But now that that's out of play, it'll be interesting to see what Mike Matheny comes with his lineup. And I guess it would start with the fact of keeping Jose Martinez in the lineup. I mean, this guy won the job coming out of spring training. He's been an incredible pinch hitter. Now he's getting four at-bats a day, and he's taking full advantage of it in Dexter Fowler's shoes.
All right, Mike. Great stuff. As always, enjoy the West Coast. We'll check in with you next Tuesday. Mike Claiborne and the Redbird Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. They face the Cubs. They wrap up San Diego, that they play today, tomorrow, and Thursday. They come home, and they've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Pittsburgh's in town. And then Cincinnati is the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. And they go to Wrigley to take on the Cubs, three games, come back and play Cincy for three games, Pitt for three games, and then the Cubs come to town for four games that last week of the season. Cubs will be in St. Louis at Busch on the 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. And then we round the season out with Milwaukee on the 29th, the 30th, and the 1st. So you couldn't have it set up any better, right, as far as here it goes. You're five games back of the Cubs, three games off the wild card hunt, and you got, you would think you can do the job against Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, but you got the Cubs and Milwaukee. You've got it all right there for the taking, if you can take it.
And that's the key, if you can take it.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be a sweet way to end the season? That four-game stretch with the Cubs.
Be nice.
At home. By the way, we just got tickets from Tate and Lyle for the 28th. That would be the Thursday night game with the Cubs and the Cardinals. I'm not sure. We got to do something good with that. I'm not sure what yet.
Okay.
Those are really good seats.
Ooh. Four of them here.
Ah, look out.
Oh, my gosh. These are great
seats. What's the face value on those?
Home field box, $159 each.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Really
good
seats. Wow.
Huh?
Really good
seats. Yeah. Think about how exciting that might be. Mm-hmm. That's three games into that last four-game homestand against the Cubs, final week of the year.
Right.
Of the season.
Nice.
That could be a big deal. We could be 12 games
out.
Yeah.
And then you're just going because they're great seats, and it's still a lot of fun to see the Cards and the Cubs play. All right, we'll tell you about that as we continue. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, sunny skies.
What's it look like from the Kame? Clear? Can I see all four counties?
I think so. Today, yes, I think you could. Sunny skies, highs near 74 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear and lows around 46. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 70. And Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72 degrees. Right now, it is 58 degrees in downtown Decatur.
From Decatur to Springfield, from Effingham to Belleville, we're bringing even better healthcare closer to home. With outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties, our family is coming together to care for yours. HSHS Medical Group and St. Mary's Hospital. Together, part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
A new event is coming to Mount Zion, the Blues and Brews Fest in Fletcher Park on Saturday, September 13th. This all-day event will feature four blues bands playing from noon till 10:30 p.m. Acts include Kilbourne Alley Blues, Mary Jo Curry, James Armstrong, and the Ghost Town Blues Band. Enjoy food available from the Gin Mill and brews from Skep Distributed. All-day admission wristbands are $8 for adults and free for kids 4 and under. Special thanks to sponsors Newhoff Media, Thrive Entertainment Guide, and the Village of Mount Zion. Visit MTZ Convention Center.com for more.
Are you living and working in the land of Lincoln? If you are looking for qualified applicants, trust CentralIllinoisJobs.com, the only website you need to know for truly local jobs. With CentralIllinoisJobs.com, you'll find qualified local applicants that are a perfect match for your positions without having to filter through resumes from around the globe. Save time and money and attract local talent. When you live and work in the land of Lincoln, the only job site you need to know is CentralIllinoisJobs.com.
My washing machine was 9 years old. One day, it made this loud clunking noise and just stopped. I called a repairman and he came out and said the transmission had gone out. A $315 repair. So I decided to get a new one. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and they had a great sale on Maytag for only $599. It was such a good deal, we got our matching dryer for only $450. We saved altogether $340, got no interest for 12 months, a free 10-year protection plan. Now, if the transmission goes out in 9 years, it'll be covered. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur through September 15th. Get this made with pride in the USA top load Maytag set, regularly $1,340 for only $1,000, and still get our famous free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
She saw the movies, There's a new documentary about Grace Jones coming out that looks sort of fascinating. It's called Grace Jones, Bloodlight, and Bammy. Bloodlight is a reference to the red light that illuminates when an artist is recording, and that's in Jamaica. That's what they call it. And Bammy means bread, the substance of life. She's always been an odd bird, right?
A little bit.
How old is she now, just out of curiosity?
Wow.
Oh, God, everything. We have memory coming from this computer, like, yes. In this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Been talking about this for
yes.
6 months. Grace Jones has to be, I mean, she was a Bond villain, like, back in the 80s when Roger Moore was doing Bond movies, right?
She is 69 years old.
Is she really? She looks great for 69, but she always looked weird. I mean, I don't mean that as an insult. I mean, she looked odd at like 25, and she looks basically the same at 69, right?
Right.
Like
she
one of those people that never ages.
Yeah, it's like she's not aging.
Like she's just too mean. Like Mother Nature can't, like, you know, like Mother Nature is afraid of her.
And that wouldn't surprise me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe we were wrong with all those Chuck Norris memes. Maybe it was really Grace Jones we were going for the whole time. But what's odd is I clicked on this story to read about this, and then I saw a preview of a Star Trek TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there was a new TV series coming?
Yes.
No.
September 24th?
Yeah.
What? It's called Star Trek Discovery?
Right.
Brand Not a clue.
One. Yeah, brand new one. I knew it was coming, but I haven't seen a whole lot of buzz about it.
Okay, well, that's why I'm wondering. Like, right. Like how many new TV shows, and do new TV shows even matter now that we have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, you know?
No, not really.
I mean, do you watch much network TV, like CBS?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Not a lot.
So I am interested, though. I didn't really like the Scott Bakula one. What was that called? Enterprise?
Right.
That was sort of not a, that wasn't a sequel. That was a prequel.
Right.
I mean, that took place like back further in time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it basically chronicled the first Enterprise starship.
Right. Before Kirk and
right.
all this stuff.
Right.
And then the others were after Kirk, right?
Right.
I can't get my computer to do anything.
Next Generation and Voyager and Deep Space Nine and all of those. Yeah, they were all afterwards.
Okay, I was trying to look to see who's in the actual cast. Oh, Jason Isaacs. I like him. He's the Irish guy that always plays the bad guy in everything. Remember what was the Revolution movie that Mel Gibson did? The Patriot?
Do you
remember that?
Yes.
You remember the British bad guy, the dark hair and the blue eyes?
Yes.
He's a good actor. So he plays Captain Gabriel Lorca.
Okay.
That's really the only person I recognize out of anyone in the actual cast. So there you have it. There's a new Star Trek. How much can you milk one? I mean, when you
one
think
franchise?
About yes.
You got to keep it fresh for the new generations, you know?
What other genre do they do that for? I mean, and it's the only kind of remake or at least redo, because I've read they're going to redo Miami Vice and all this other stuff, and you just kind of roll your eyes.
Yeah.
Star Trek has this sort of broad acceptance. I mean, this is stuff that was old when I was like a tiny kid watching it in reruns on TV, and here we are in 2017,
yes.
And they're still milking this
but if
franchise.
If I showed Little Man the original TV show, he'd be like, this is lame.
Well, he said that about a filet mignon last night.
Yeah,
so
he
at
did.
His age, everything is lame, including him.
I know, right?
Yeah. So I'm not using that as a gauge. What I'm saying is that it's amazing that all these years later, and forget the successful reboot of the film franchise. I love the new movies.
Yeah.
They're really good.
They really are.
So there you
have
it. Star Trek Discovery coming your way September 24th. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more. 8 o'clock hours straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Byers & Company.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at nowdecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
7:59, good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Well, it marked the unofficial end of summer, the annual Labor Day parade yesterday in downtown Decatur. For about an hour, walkers, trucks, and a variety of vehicles followed the traditional parade route. The hundreds of attendees were treated to candy and handshakes from the participants, from both union members, their supporters, and politicians. One of the participants was Doug Williams. He's a member of the IBEW Local 146 Retirees Club. He spent 44 years as a union electrician, and he says it's important.